Once your personal information has been purloined, you have to think twice about anyone who might try to befriend you. If you're one of the more than 20 million federal employees affected by the great OPM data breach, the National Counterintelligence and Security Center has some information that might help. Bill Evanina is the center director and brings us more. Bill, it sounds as if this OPM data breach, even though it has faded from the day-to-day news, is really something that federal employees affected will need to live with for a very, very long time. Is that correct?
That's correct. As much as the breach occurred in the summertime, our awareness campaign continues in full force with our videos, and we are obligated and committed to continuous awareness to all of the clearance holders who were victimized in this breach, not only now, but next year and for years to come.
So tell us, first of all, what are the dangers they face for maybe the rest of their lives?
Well, from a hostile foreign intelligence service, who may or may not have this data in their holdings now, can now match very, very sensitive information in their clearance packages to other personally identifiable information they may have obtained in the last couple of years, whether health records, financial records, banking institution records, match them together to identify the most vulnerable individuals for potential recruitment, and that is our biggest concern. So you could be an analyst in an agency and have some significant financial problems traveling overseas, and now they have information about your deepest, darkest secrets in your breached data from OPM. That could be the icing on their cake for a targeting package to a federal employee, contractor, or former employee.
Would they turn someone against the United States consciously, or could they simply befriend them and the person would unwittingly give away information that could be harmful?
That's a great question, Tom, and I think I want to point that out. So yes, you know, as the history goes with counterespionage and espionage, you know, the biggest threat is a recruitment of a U.S. government or contractor by a hostile entity. But more importantly and more frequently, we see the unwittingness. And our last video, which we rolled out on human targeting, really sets the tone for the potential befriending or trust factor for a hostile intelligence agency, how they will try to obtain the trust of an employee, cleared or not cleared, to obtain information that they find viable and deem necessary for their national security in their country.
So this could be people that are peripheral to the central secrets. Say they may not necessarily be a CIA agent or someone high level in NGA or an agency like that, but lots of people that aren't even necessarily cleared for security, but nevertheless have access to government data that could be accumulated.
Absolutely correct. And our last video, which I referenced, definitely takes the tone. Well, we have an analyst working in an economics organization who is not even cleared, doesn't have a clearance, and is not working on classified information, has been befriended by a member of a foreign intelligence agency to obtain their data. And I think we have to remember, as citizens, that the information that we think other countries might want is not always factually correct. And what they're trying to do is gain a competitive advantage from missile systems, defense systems, to economics, to food, to labor. It depends on what the issue is. And all government employees and contractors are vulnerable, especially the ones who have been victimized by the OPM data breach.
And could these people that want this information come at the federal employees in two different ways? One, phishing emails, which they could craft because they would have information that would make them look familiar to the person receiving it, and also as direct person-to-person.
Absolutely, and that, once again, sets the tone for some of our awareness campaigns, correct. So the ultimate gamble, and the way we sent this up, was our first video, Tom, was on spear phishing, because that's the most active manner this would happen. You know, a directed email for you to click on a link to obtain inside your computer. The second one was social media, and how that aspect takes it one step further, where they get into your Facebook, your LinkedIn accounts. And the next video was human targeting, which is the actual act of affecting the data they got from spear phishing and social media to actually bump up against you in a conference. So they're all building blocks to that effort. So yes, they're all venues that we need to make employees aware that, you know, without being paranoid, there are multiple ways. And this goes not only from foreign intelligence entities, but as for criminal elements as well.
And I suppose maybe even some unscrupulous corporate interests might want from regulated industries. There could be some rogue people that would try to get information they shouldn't try to get that way, too.
Well, I'm not so familiar with that part of it, but I would say in the cyber realm, from spear phishing and breaches and hacking, those things are not only people make vulnerable for all aspects, but anyone who has a nefarious mindset could acquire all those venues.
I guess maybe I have an overly inventive mind here. We're speaking with Bill Evanina. He's the National Counterintelligence Executive and Director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center. What is your mechanism for getting these videos out so that you can be sure people see them?
So distribution network is pretty vast. So the majority of the ways we try and do it is via our website, which is ncsc.gov. All the videos are laid out chronologically on there and are able to not only be viewed but be taken off and used for individual use and corporate use. We also sent the videos and other paraphernalia marketing campaigns to 100 different agencies and departments in the government, to private sector, to security organizations, to multiple entities that could mass produce. We're also working closely with the DHS and the White House to partner on an awareness campaign with them as well to maximize our distribution and the awareness campaign.
Has there been any evidence so far that people have been approached in this manner or that this data has been obtained by foreign interests or whatever?
Great question, Tom. We have not seen any evidence of this particular OPM data being used against any employee currently or formerly. And honestly, we don't expect that we will. If there is an event somewhere in the future of an employee or former employee being approached by a foreign entity, we're never going to be able to determine that they were approached just because of the OPM data breach. It'll be a compilation of many things.
Does the data have a half-life? That is to say, will it still be as sensitive 10 years from now as it was when it was first taken?
Absolutely. The shelf life is, I think, limitless. And I'll give you an example for my form. So, you know, I have to fill out this form every 5 years, and my first form was filled out in 1995. So theoretically, this form is over 100 pages long, has all my good things and bad things from 1995 on. So, and you look at the folks who have retired from the government for 5-10 years now, all that data is still in there and comprised. So the shelf life, I think we'll vet that out eventually, but it's not going to end anytime soon.
And early on after that breach, there was speculation that maybe the databases or the tables, whatever it might be, could be found in the dark web. And I haven't heard anything about that since then. Is there any evidence that it's in the dark web available for sale or transfer?
Another great question, Tom. We have not seen any evidence of any of the data on the dark web or anywhere on the web whatsoever, nor do we expect there to be any of that in the current future whatsoever.
So if it's state actors that were trying to take this, then they would not want to put it there because they want to keep it for themselves.
That would be correct.
And any particular nations that we have under suspicion that might have been the culprit? I mean, I guess China came up initially.
Well, I'm not in a position to provide attribution of the theft. I think that's been something that's been widely discussed by policymakers around town, and that would be out of my pay grade to attribute this breach.
But whoever did take it, by virtue of the fact that it's not for sale, not posted in the dark web, means we might have a sophisticated customer on our hands regardless.
That's correct. I think one could lead to another that, you know, although the federal government via OPM and DOD have provided multiple venues for protection of the victimized individuals with financially regarded. What we're doing is the other parallel road to that, which is the counterintelligence awareness that if a state actor does have this and will have this forever, we need to provide our clearance holders, the ones we put all of our trust in every day to protect our national secrets, as much education awareness we can to protect them from hostile intelligence services.
And as you say, this will go on for a long time. So after these videos fade, are there plans for follow-on programs or making this whole incident part of the eternal training program that all new federal employees get?
That's a great question again, and the answer is yes. So the first rollout we're doing will be a 5-video part, and we're just getting ready to film the 5th video. So the first 4 are out and on our website. And then we have a strategic plan for 2016, which are going to be able to provide what's the update, how are we going to update this, and what's the maximum availability to leverage what we've already done, but yet have it short enough snippets for the modern mind. So, for instance, our videos are short for the most part; they're 2 minutes. But we also have a 30-second vignette that goes with each one of them, because we know how humans acquire data, and we know how adults learn. And the shorter videos we can get the message out, the better we're going to be. And our strategically, we're looking at the venue for that, and to incorporate these videos and this awareness in everybody's annual counterintelligence training.
It sounds like something that could be developed into an app where you could run through a series of yes-no questions to find out if the person that's befriended you is likely to be someone that you shouldn't befriend.
That's correct. And I think that's a typical, I would say, a general hygiene effort that I think what's going to have a parallel benefit to this is that this counterintelligence awareness will create cyber hygiene. For instance, we put out the fact that over 90% of the breaches, both government and private sector, last few years have been either affected or enhanced by spear phishing. So if we can get employees and at home, individuals at work, students, 8th graders, 5th graders to stop randomly clicking on links, we're going to better off have a situation where cyber hygiene is not only increased, but benefited not only with your home, but your work as well.
And in all the work you have done over the years at the FBI and now where you are now, do you find you're able to trust people?
It's a great question. It's not easy. When you are in the business for 20 plus years, you tend to be a little jaded regarding the human element. I think that's mostly because you are fully aware of what's capable in an affairs mind. But for me personally, I'm a positive glass all full individual. So I look forward for the best of everybody. And, you know, we look forward to the fact that, you know, 99.9% of people are good, but there's always that one person in the haystack that we need to look out for.
All right. Bill Evanina is National Counterintelligence Executive and Director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center. Thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome, Tom. I just want to reiterate, if people have interest, or check out our website, which is ncse.gov. Plenty of videos and information, and especially for traveling overseas.